Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutyanno muli nyala mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your life?
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiveri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Nga bwayogera mu Yokaana esula ekkumi n'omukaaga.
As it speaks in the John chapter 16.
Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Verses 12.
Paka olw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
Unto 15.
Agamba nti omwoyo omutukufu.
And he said that the Holy Spirit, he will get from that of Jesus. For what of Jesus is of the Father, and he will give us, and he will reveal to us what is to come. Now we thank him. As he speaks in Revelation chapter 1, verse
4,
that we get those which come from the one who was, who is and who is to be through the seven spirits of God. We move on honor the Holy Spirit who leads us. As in Romans 8 in the verse 14, that those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we move on, ask him to lead us. As always he sent in Psalms 104:30. And he says he sends the spirit they are created. And he renews the face of the earth. Even this time as he moves on, renew us in the light of the word of God. And we thank him, arms of angels come with. It was spoken in Hebrews 1:13-14. That angels are spirit saints going to serve those inheriting salvation. Them too, we honor them in their place in their administration together with us. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God to move on, reach unto you the fifth part of the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many problems from when there 2020 began. Praise Jesus much.
Much
his aim, and he shows there are two answers, types of answers he gives us. We've taken long seeing the first answer, the answer within all the answers, that all those have happened because he's prepared to officially open his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. If we will have finished that part, then we see the second answer, in which there are very many answers under the heading saying that the prophecy of the Holy Scriptures has come to pass. What is next? Now we shall move on to see that part in the name of the Lord Jesus. But we still move on with the answer within all the answers. Why there are many troubles from when the year 2020 began? Because God officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. It is God's final work on this planet Earth. And the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And we move on revealing the three ways through which God has come revealing that call. that work, that greatest revival in the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. The two ways we've finished them, where he showed that we marked that call in the Holy Scriptures, and in the second way, showed how we marked that call and that work
in
the history of the European explorers,
we
based in the Holy Scriptures.
So,
now, as we still move in this third way, where God revealed the same call and the same work, in the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and he passes through prophecies released in the AD, and it's basing in the Holy Scriptures right from within
Uganda
and outside Uganda. After getting the example of a prophecy which came from outside Uganda, one of those where we got asked to be vision on the nation of Uganda, where they mostly showed God is right in Uganda and doing his final work on this planet Earth. And we move to the second example of the many visions that came from within Uganda.
And
we still move on
to
see the vision of Apostle John Mulinde of
Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda,
the World Trumpet Mission,
and the World Trumpet Mission in the book, A Prophecy on Uganda, released in 1995, entitled Nation at the Crossroads. Still move on with Portion H today, to move on, explain that vision where God promised to mightily power his spirit, the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits with the much power, break down every barrier of God's final work on planet Earth. As we've come explaining that vision, how it's meant to move, how that work is meant to move. Now, as we still move on with the eighth paragraph and one of those which are the last, in the vision given Apostle John Mulinde in the year 1995, which shows God's final work on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. This paragraph said like this:
Uganda is a nation with a clear destiny in God.
Uganda liye gwanga na magenda malambu fumukama.
Since the time of the first explorers.
Okuva mu biro bya explorers abasoka.
Who came to Uganda?
Abajja mu Uganda.
So twamaze okunyonyoka akatundu ako.
Now we got finished to explain that part.
Twarabiye into Uganda.
When we saw that Uganda,
ebadde na magenda n'entuuko.
It's been having a destiny and the end
of
man and humanity on this world. And we saw the destiny of man according to Isaiah chapter 18 verses 1 to 2. How it began right here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, right at the source of the River Nile, at Jinja. The man Adam, the first and Eve, where they were made from.
In
the journey of man spread the whole world, it began right there. And even the destiny, it gets to end right there. God's final work on this planet Earth, that is come doing in human beings. Move on with the other part in this eighth paragraph, where he says that
it was recognized that Uganda,
we want Uganda,
had a great redemptive purpose.
We want to get explained how it was recognized
Uganda,
that Uganda has a great redemptive purpose of God to redeem nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The purpose of God that on Uganda to bring a great redemption.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we want to look to that word. In this time and in the world, there are many problems. From when the year 2020 began and moving onwards with the purpose and aim that the earth needs to be redeemed from the situation it's in. In the bondage and the captivity of Satan.
Pains
and all bad situations. Those which began the year 2020. All those God left them. That he too can fulfill his worldwide promised call. Which is on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD. As it was on Israel. In the era of BC. And it is God's final work on this planet.
Revival.
And restoration the greatest. And the last on this planet
Africa.
Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That's why in this prophecy God told Apostle John Mulinde. He told him from old. It has been clearly indicated. That Uganda. Is going to have a great redemptive purpose. It will do in the whole world. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now, this very time moves on fulfill that purpose of a great redemption of the whole world. Springs from Uganda, Pearl of Africa. When we speak of that word,
we
get back to the Isaiah chapter 19, verses 9. 19
to 21.
When he said, "Will send a savior where there will be the altar of God." In the time, the pillar of Africa. And facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And it is standing for God. And for the whole world. Let's read it here.
Isaiah chapter 19,
from verse 19.
Kulunakululi walibe chote erimukama wakati munsi ye Misiri nempaji eriba kunsalo yayo erimukama olinyo lwabiri eriba kabonero ero mujulirwa erimukama owejje munsi ye Misiri kubanga bali kabira mukama olwabajozi naye aliba weereza omulokozi owamanyi ero mukumi naye aliba lokola.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ayogera mu Isaiah ne sura ya 19.
He speaks in this Isaiah chapter 19.
Mukongera okunyonyola okolisiba ko yawo mutume John Mulinde.
Moving on, explain the vision he gave Apostle John Mulinde.
Nti Uganda yategeri kwa bulungi.
That Uganda was clearly recognized.
Nti erina ekigendwa kya Katonda ekyamaanyi.
That it has a great redemptive purpose of God.
Okununula ensi zonna.
To redeem all nations of the world.
Kakati agambe mu Isaiah 19 nyole 19.
Now he said in the Isaiah 19 verse 19.
Mukiseera ekyo waliberawo ekyoto.
In that time there will be an altar.
Era n'empaji.
And a pillar.
Wakati empaji eri mukama.
A pillar unto the Lord.
Wakati munsi eyemisiri.
The midst of the land of Egypt.
Munsi eyafrika.
The land of Africa.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
In the time when the altar of knowledge of God has been put. As he told us in the 2016. To begin the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And his glory. As this ministry is. Even the pillar. It has to stand. The pillar of Africa. It stands for God. Yet that pillar bases in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Uganda
said that we stand for God and the whole world.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So, nagamba,
and he said that pillar, that altar on that pillar, there will be a sign and a witness unto the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt as it was known in BC. Currently, it's the present day Africa altogether.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That let be witness, but the witness unto God, spoken of being the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness which cause a special salvation
to
all the nations.
That's
why he speaks in Matthew 24, verses 14. And he speaks saying like this.
Matayo esule ya bilimwenya noru njiri yore kumineenya.
Matthew chapter 24 from verse 14.
Nenjiri eno eyobu wakabaka elibu ulirwa monsizo na. Okubomu julirwa mumawanga gona. Awenkomerero neri okeja.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Bwayogera mu Isaiah 19.
When he speaks in the Isaiah 19. Verses
19.
And 20.
Ndi waliberawo echo.
That there will be an altar.
Mpaji,
and a pillar.
Wakati mu Africa.
In the midst of Africa.
Yamanyi bwanga Misri mbire bya BC.
Known as Egypt in BC.
Kabera kabonero.
It will be a sign.
Erobo julirwa eri mukama.
A witness unto the Lord.
Obujulirwo obo.
That witness.
Wabugendo kuleta obulokozi.
It's what's to bring salvation.
That
tells us Matthew 24 in the verse 14 that and this gospel of the kingdom of God
will
soon be preached in all nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Now what we speak of is this: the purpose of God of redeeming nations
and
put it on the nation of Uganda, great redemptive purpose in the moment of chaos like this. He put it on Uganda. Yet he told it had to have an altar and to uphold the African pillar, that it would be a sign based on the witness of God in the midst of the land of Africa. In that witness
is
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That we speak of this, for still he sends that Savior. He sends that Savior, the Redeemer, to fulfill the redemption.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's
why I told them in Isaiah 19, verse 21, and he says like this.
Isaiah chapter 19,
verse
21.
Isaiah chapter 19, verse 21.
Era mukama alimanyibwa Misiri. Naba Misiri bali manya mukama kuluna kululi.
Katusoka tudeko kuluabiri.
Isaiah sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
Isaiah chapter 19 verse 20.
Ere riba kabonero ere omujulirwa eri mukama weje munsi ye Misiri kubanga bali kabira mukama olwa bajozi na yali bawereza omulokozi ere owamanyi ere omukumi.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. If you look to Isaiah 19, verses 20, he says that altar of the knowledge of God
is
the African pillar standing. It will be a sign. There will be a witness unto the Lord in the midst of the land of Africa. That in that time, as we hear those, and the witness has begun, that would have sent a Savior, a great one, and a defender, and who will save them to fulfill the purpose that Uganda, God put upon it a great redemptive purpose of nations.
As
in this time, as you see it, that Redeemer, he would have led that work.
There are
words spoken in the Isaiah 19, verse 20. When he says, we'll send them a Savior, that is one. And a defender. You send them a Savior. He is mighty powerful.
As
promised, okuyiwa okw'omuggundo okw'omwoyo mutukuvu.
Nga mukumi.
And is a protector, he defends.
Atenga anunura.
And he delivers and redeems. To be able to fulfill the purpose. Put upon Uganda to redeem nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the Savior he sends.
In the
name of Christ,
yes,
praise Jesus
much.
It's meant to be powerful, not with flesh and blood.
But as Zechariah
4:6 says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God, he fulfills that work. Because he speaks in Acts 1:8, he says, when the Holy Spirit will come, he'll give you power. Means just to be together with the Holy Spirit to be able
to
bring redemption put upon Uganda, go to all nations.
He's
meant to be a protecting defender. First of all, must be so responsible to protect the pillar arising.
African's pillar.
When we shall read about it, okugoloka kwempaji ya Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he can protect the pillar, protect himself with the gospel of the kingdom of God, and to protect the children of God as they want to give accountability. And that's how it's to move.
Yes,
praise
amen.
Jesus much.
That when
he preaches the gospel, he will be able to save himself and those who hear him. Broadens to go that far.
Paragraph
to be able to explain this eighth paragraph
of
the vision given Apostle John Mulinde in the year 1995,
Uganda,
that Uganda, it was recognized as a great redemptive purpose unto all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now what we speak of, that shown in the scriptures. Now it's like this. Uganda has been put upon the purpose of God of redeeming nations.
Is
meant to first send for you that Savior to lead that work. That Savior and is mighty in the power within the
world,
even in the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And is a protector of the pillar rising in the midst of Africa, to standing for God and for the whole world. And he can bring the redemption of the world
as
today, the way you hear in the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles from when the year 2020 began. That Savior who can lead the nation which is going to save.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
It's not that he is Jesus, but he proclaims that what concerns the Savior Jesus. Saviors like those, they were called Nazarites. They were called Nazarites to bring that redemption.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And in the Psalms 108,
no, Zaburi chikumi ya sato nyolo munana.
Psalms 130 verse 8.
Ayogira buwati kunsonge yu.
He speaks this on that issue.
Zaburi ya sule chikumi ya sato nyolo nyiriri oro munana.
Psalms 130 verse 8.
Eroyo alinunula isira hiri. Mubutali butu kirivu webona.
Nchi eroyo.
That he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now God is the Redeemer. God is the Savior. Yet he puts in place a shadow of a human being, a servant to stand for his sake. And then he raises the nation that to stand to saving nations. I don't know whether you have a way you understand. What I've told you is like this, that God, after he had told Apostle John Mulinde in the year 1995 that he proclaimed to nations that he put a great redemptive purpose upon Uganda to redeem all the nations.
Kati obuzibu nga buze bwe bujjayo obununuzi obwo.
Now when problems have come are what make that redeemer arise.
Yesu nga lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi.
That's why there are many troubles.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katonda nga agenda okukozesa eggwanga okukola n'eggwanga okununula.
When God is going to work with a nation to redeem.
Asooka n'abatunumbira omununuzi.
He first sends you a redeemer.
Omununuzi oyo.
That redeemer.
He
is in the shadow of the Savior. That Redeemer, they were termed as Nazarites. They mostly appeared in the nation of Israel. Deem it in the times of falling into captivities and chaos.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus
so
much.
Now,
when you read the Psalms 1 of Psalms 49, he speaks this from verse 6. Psalms chapter 49 from verse 6.
Abesiga obugagga bwabwe ne beenyumiriza olw'ebintu byabwe ebingi. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Mwabo siwali ayinza okununula muganda we n'akatono. Newankubadde okuwa Katonda omuwendo gwe. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Kubanga ekinunulo ky'emmeeme yaabwe kizibu. Era ekigwanira okulekebwanga emirembe gyonna.
Owulidde obuzibu obubeera.
If you have a problem up here.
Waliwo ekituuka ekiseera.
There cometh a time.
Kyetunnyonnyola kiri bwe kiti.
What we explain is like this.
Katonda yagamba mutume John Mulinde.
God told Apostle John Mulinde.
Wa Prayer Mountain.
Of the Prayer Mountain.
Ne Wild Trumpet Mission.
And the Wild Trumpet Mission. As it spread the whole world moving on proclaimed to the nations. The call which is to come from the nation Uganda. He told him that salvation which was marked very well. That great which will come from Uganda. But I have told you in the Isaiah chapter 19 verses 19 unto
20
that God
is
going to bring that salvation. He plants an altar of knowledge of God. And he puts it a pillar which stands for God and for the whole world. And he makes it to be a sign of God that is there, he has manifested. And he puts in place the witness of God that we've heard well in Matthew 24 in the verse 14 that witness unto all the nations
is
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But he says the Isaiah 19 verse 20. Upon it he sends a redeemer to lead that work.
Omulokozi,
a savior and is mighty. The power within the world. The spirit of God.
Ngamukumi,
and is a defender. First to protect the pillar rising.
Okwekumangaye,
to watch over himself. The gospel of the kingdom given him.
Able
to be saved and save those who hear him. That Savior, when he comes, he raises the nation meant to save. That given a role to save nations. As you see, Uganda, we prepare do a great redemption unto all nations of the world. In that word, it's what is taken us in the Psalms 130 verse 8. God redeem us from all unrighteousness.
He's
the one behind in this redemption. Praise Jesus much.
But
even though he's the one behind the salvation, he tells us we cannot save ourselves, not in the one sent to come. Perhaps is the one going to save us. It reached point. Money can no more save us in the situation of coronavirus. Many other diseases following. Even the many other troubles coming. From when 2020 began moving
moving onwards.
Chituka, nga sente.
It reached a point and money and things we have,
amajene,
armies and others, and they can no more save. Salvation comes from gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Enjiri,
so it's the gospel which brings peace. The feet of those bring that gospel, they bring peace. Let's repeat you here in these Psalms. Psalms chapter 49 from verse
6.
And he speaks saying like this.
Psalms chapter
49 from verse
6. Nebenyumiriza olw'ebintu byabwe bingi.
Have you heard very well? They that trust in their wealth,
in
boast of the multitude of their works they've done, they cannot save them.
The
exact situation prevailing. That riches, they have reached a point and the sickness Satan manufactured, and his demons and his servants who got corrupted from human beings, then they've spread this world. And God even left the world to the hands of the evil, for the world turned to live worshipping of God, knowledge of God and understanding
Him.
They decided to worship the evil one. God left it to the evil one, Satan. God too pressed, put upon it a great rod and a curse behind it. Now in the time, and money,
and
wealth of different things, they cannot save. Listen, verse 7, what it says. Psalms chapter 49.
Zaburi ya sura ya na muomwenda na olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Psalms chapter 49 verse 7.
Mwabo siwali ayinza okununula muganda we nakatono. Ne wankubadde okuwa Katonda omuwendo gwe.
Kadulatira ayinza muwa muwendo.
No one can give them a ransom that he has mercy on the world. Now what God did, spoke long in the 1995, he told Apostle John Mulinde
that's
been proven very well, that God put a great redemptive purpose of the whole world upon the nation Uganda. Because a moment was to come as it's come today, and no one can redeem their brother because of money and because of the wealth they have. Even if you are a president, you die. Situation which began from 2020 when it began. Let's go to verse 8 we hear.
Zaburi ya sura ya 49 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Psalms chapter 49 verse 8.
Kubanga ekinunulo ky'emmeeme yaabwe kizibu.
Kubanga ekinunulo ky'emmeeme,
redemption of their soul,
si kyangu.
It's not easy.
Jukira,
remember,
olwayo twagala okununula emibiri gy'abo abalwadde.
Today we want to redeem bodies of those who've gotten sick.
Abalwadde corona n'ebirala.
Sick of corona and others.
Naye ate waliwo emmeeme z'abantu zigenda mu geyena olwambula omubiri guno.
Yet still there are souls of people moving to hell when they unclothe this body.
Kizibu nakyate.
It's still hard.
Kale Katonda ayagala kuwensa obulokozi bwa mirundi ebiri.
God wants to give the world two types of salvation.
Obulokozi obw'emibiri gyabwe.
Salvation of their bodies.
Okuva mu galwadde ne mukufa okw'embi okw'omubiri.
From sickness and the death of the flesh.
Ate era abanunule ne mugeyena.
And you redeem them from hell.
Emmeeme zaabwe sinyangu za kununula.
They are not easy to redeem.
Chino chemulabe chiriwo.
This you see prevailing.
Shigambe echa coronavirus.
The word of coronavirus.
Nemitawane jiriwe minji munsi.
The many troubles in the world.
Katonda badda atulaga.
God has been showing us.
Tingalo mutasobode na kununula mibiri jamu.
Since you've been not able to redeem your bodies.
Atemi ojiba de mizibu nyo.
Spirits have been very hard.
Ukununula.
To redeem.
Baka nga atuma omulokozi.
Until he sends the Savior.
Kuanga.
And the nation.
Irizo kulete njiri yoburokozi.
Which can bring the gospel of salvation.
Yes, you
praise
Jesus,
Jesus much.
Katoyongere
let's move on you here.
Zaburi
Zaburi ya sura ya 49 n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Psalms 49 verses 8.
Kubanga ekinunulo ky'emmeeme yaabwe kizibu. Era ekigwanira okulekebwanga emirembe gyonna.
When
it reaches to redeem the soul,
Chizibu.
It is hard. At least you give up on it, you leave it.
Yet
God is saveth souls.
Aroko
he redeems and saves the spirits. Through the gospel, the kingdom of God in the kingdom of heaven. And that's what is risen now. To save those sick of their bodies. Those getting destroyed of their spirits. Because now you unclothe the body in what they call death. And you've suffered, you are sick. Even the spirit
falls
in hell into torments. Have you seen her troubles up here? That's
where
thank Christ Jesus who gave himself redeem our souls and our and the work is committed to this nation of Uganda, to redeeming nations. For the moment of the wild evils,
extreme
ones, it began from the year 2020 when it began. As you still think bodies are ones getting destroyed,
people
died in the world, you've buried them. Yet I prove many spirits now they are in hell. Something you've not thought of, you governments of the world. You still think of redeeming bodies.
But
let me tell you what about spirits. You've not redeemed them. That's why God has brought perfect salvation. To redeeming bodies of the sick. Even souls of those destroying in hell. As today. Let's move into Psalms.
Zaburi ya sura ya 49 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Psalms 49 verses 9.
Alyoka wangalenga ennaku zonna. Alemenga okulaba okuvunda. Olunyolo 10. Kubanga alaba ngaba amagezi bafa. Atamanyi n'omusirusiru bazikirira wamu.
Uhulide.
Have you heard?
Ti. N'obugagga bwabwe ne babulekera abalala.
Bambi.
Pity.
Muchisera kino.
In this time.
Agambe muzaburi yana muwenda.
Psalms 49.
Olunyolo 10.
Verse 10.
Katonda alaba kati abagezigezi bana science nabo barugenda.
God sees the wise, the scientists, them to dying.
Ngomugezi nomusiru.
Like the wise, the fool.
Na no na senseless omuntu ali awo atalina kya kuyinja
ku. Senseless omuntu akiwongole. Senseless.
Ekiwongole.
A senseless person.
Like
you see some in Africa
who
deny that coronavirus is not existing. That senselessness.
If
some of you refuse to follow up governments, what
did
I all you go together with the wise, even those fools.
Yes, we
praise Jesus,
man.
And he says, we leave the riches behind.
And now the president
had some presidents have passed away, died. You call it a joke. You need the salvation of God, which saves the bodies, even the spirits. But here the wise and the senseless person, all they are taken over. Now see you out there in the world.
I'm
still speaking of debts, this person he owes me. According to coronavirus, other sicknesses and problems coming. Even those things you owe others and you demand them, you leave them behind. They will bury your body in the ground. And the spirit will go to hell where there are torments for it there.
Zaburi ya sura ya 49 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'olumu.
Psalms 49 verses 11.
Balowooza munda ng'ennyumba zaabwe za nnaku zonna. ebifo byabwe nga bya mirembe jonna batuma ensi zaabwe amannya gaabwe bo onyole 12 naye omuntu tabeerera mu kitiibwa alinga ensolo ezizikirira onyole 13
bannaabye oyina byowulira mulina ebirowoozo eyo
your thoughts out there
mwe nyumba zammwe zaakubeerera
that your houses will continue forever
era nga mugamba
and you say
ebifo byammwe ng'abakulembeze abamu
dwelling places are some of the presence of
the nnaku zonna
they are for all generations
abamu bali mukuba sente za corona
others are now stealing money for coronavirus campaigns
anti si bazituma amannya gaabwe
now they name nations after their name
ali katonda akazitaka likididde akazituwemu
God's left the heaviness to increase
ogenda ziba
you're going to steal the money coronavirus will take you up claim your life
ate corona advanced anatero kujja bana muli ko chituza
advanced coronavirus is about to come this is that's the starting
you version yoba ya kutano baina version paka ku 10
they have versions to almost 100 of corona
so aboruganda
now brethren
obunuzi obwarambikibwa ku gwanga lya Uganda
the redemption spoken upon the nation Uganda
obunuzi bwamanyi kubanga bwansi yonna
it's a great redemption for the whole world
wabulanga tubina walawe bugenda kuyita okujja ko mu yiriwa kabaka bwa Katonda
nowhere else it will pass except through the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven
kadongere ko mu zaburi eno olire
let's move on in the psalms you hear
zaburi esule yana mu mwenda nolo nyiriri ole 12
psalms 49 verses 12
na yo muntu taberera mu kitibwa alinga ensolo ezizikirira ole 13 ekubo lyabweryo bwe busirusiru bwabwe naye abantu ababadirira basima ebigambo byabwe olinyo ole 14 batekerwawo magombe ngekisibo okufa kunabera ngo musumba wabwe abamalala bana abafuganga obudde ngabuke obudde bwe bulicha nobulungi bwabwe buli bobwe magombe okubulya bulemo okubera nechifo echo kutulamu olinyole 15 naye Katonda alinunula ememe yange mumanya age magombe kubanga yalinzikiriza
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
Katonda mchisera chineno
God in this time
yavude no bunonuzi
come out with redemption
naye ngobunuzo bo yabulambika anti buli sibuka mugwanga lya Uganda
that redemption in marks it will arise from the nation Uganda
bunuzo bwamanyo bwensi yonna
the great redemption of the whole world
iranga buita munjiri eyo bwakabaka bwa Katonda
and it passes through the gospel of the kingdom of
no,
God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven
injiri erete mirembe
the gospel which brings peace
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
so mchigambe ejo
now in that word
ebigambe byentu isanga biberawo kunsi
when words which are fierce happen in the world
okutia ngakuyitirira
and the fear is much
Katonda atuma abanazalis
God sends Nazarites
nebajja
and they come
ngabura bale ero bwatutumeje moli
as you see today he sent us to you
kusoka irigwe Uganda
first onto you Uganda
then now Uganda ufukirensi oburokozi
you to Uganda become salvation to the world
Katonda bwatuma bwantuma jemuri
when God sends me to you
nga Uganda
as Uganda
ate atuma Uganda eri Africa
then he sends Uganda to Africa
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 na atumibwe eri ensi yonna
he sent to the whole world
kuimira kulwa Katonda
standing for God
ne kulwa ensi yonna
and for the whole world
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
kalisomeko ano mu Amos katono
let's read here in the Amos brief
Amos sura ya 2
Amos 2 verse 11
paka oreko minebi
and to 12
ayogeranga agamba bwa
he speaks as he says like this
Amos sura yokubiri no runyiriri oreko minorumu
Amos chapter 2 from verse 11
nengolo kosa kubataba niba mmwe okubaba nabbi ne kubalenzi bammwe okubaba wonge sibwe kiribwe kityo
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
katika tonda chakora
now what God does
ngawe yatekawo obununuzo bwamanyi kugwanga lya Uganda
there are great redemption on the nation of Uganda
okugenda eri ensi zonna
to go to the whole world
okusinzira mu Amos
according to Amos
esure yokubyonyere 11
Amos chapter 2 verse 11
baga 12
unto 12
aguruko sayo
he rises up
abamukubalezi bamwe
some of your sons
abana bamwe
your
children. And that's today. Reason us the new generation. Which has the full knowledge of God. As he has sent me to you, Uganda. Uganda to go to Africa.
Africa.
Move on, go to the old world nations of the world. To take there that great redemption. Let's repeat in the Amos you hear.
Amos esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Amos chapter 2 verse 11.
N'engolokosa ku batabani bammwe okuba bannabbi ne ku balenzi bammwe okuba abawonge. Si bwe kiri bwe kityo ayimu abaana ba Isirayiri bw'ayogera Mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So bwe kiri bwe kityo.
Now that is how it is.
Katonda ayimusaayo abanazaalesi.
God raises up Nazarites. Those
who
come in the image of the real Savior Jesus. And they come rise up a nation of redemption. As you see the nation Uganda with the great redemptive purpose, which is going to the whole nations of the world. In the time of rising of the African pillar, that it can stand for God, for the whole world, bringing a great redemption in the midst of the world, which passes the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. But because there are fierce things happening now, this gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven comes to bring that redemption, it first leaves a fear to happen in the world. And it comes take away all things which are terrific in the world. Those which cause terror and fear in the world. Praise Jesus.
There
are terrific things as those spoken in the Hosea chapter 13 verse 14. Some of the terrific things happening in the world, and they are happening even now. Let us read there you hear. Hosea chapter 13 verse 14.
Ndiba nunula eri amanyi agemagombe.
Yes.
Hakunula manyi gentana.
He redeems with the power of the grave.
Awalina kubawo ntana.
Grave.
Ani amanyi amanyi gentana.
Who knows the power of the grave?
Gumanya amanyi gentana.
You know the power of the grave?
Entana.
The grave.
Eno jebazike mirambo.
Where they bury dead bodies.
Bogeza nojiroza ko.
If you dare think of it.
Nawo tudao.
As you're seated there.
Olabanga bakutaddeyo.
You see they put you down there.
Berimu chizikiza.
You are in total darkness.
Olabanga waliye misota.
You see there's snakes there.
Najikubaja.
And they're biting you.
Olaba.
You see.
Ngetakali kunyigiriza.
And the ground is squeezing
you. Wabera wo.
Power of the grave. It is powers of darkness. Powers of Satan. Have you ever thought of it?
Simba Benjamin.
Pastor Benjamin.
Have
you ever thought of power of the grave? And you give it a time. You may get afraid. And you fear to die. I speak of unclothing the body. For it terrifies you.
Since
you be the grave, yet you will not be down there. Your spirit will not be in that body dead. Because of unrighteousness. You will be heading on to hell.
Now,
what powers of the grave does? Powers of the grave is the powers of the devils. In the graveyard, they have covered you with the ground. And you are in the coffin stretched yourself. And now snakes, they are biting you down there. Muslims say that the other angel sits on that your head. That's to terrify you, which angel sits in a grave. That is the power of the grave. Just to terrify you on this world.
But God save you from it. For he first tells you, you are not that body.
A
spirit will check from that body, and the body will put in the, be put in the grave. It will not be understanding right there.
It's
nothing which will terrify you.
Don't.
But what do you fear? The works which have gone with you, if they don't take you to heaven,
they
take you to hell. That's what you should fear. God says from the power of the grave, they begin to imagine, but you now you understand well. People who never had knowledge. You know why people on the graves, they don't sin there? They first think if they take them and put them down there, and they think the way they wrap them up, all the nose they have been covered, the nose, there is no breathing.
Though
you will arise, you will not be able to run, for they have tied you up. After they close you in the coffin. Now when they close you and they put you in the ground down there, they cover you down.
And
darkness captures you. And you see snakes and lions. Now and they cement the entire graveyard. And they, you see the grave. No. This time of coronavirus, people fear the grave.
Because
they have not light of knowledge which lightens them that it's not them who go in the grave. And they forget where they are meant to fear even. As the spirit will unclothe the body, go on to hell.
The body
buried in the ground, the spirit will go to its giver. And they judge you, you have to reach and end up in hell according to your works of unrighteousness.
Now,
the redemption God puts in the midst of the world, that he has sent me to you and to you to proclaim to you that after getting this redemption, you were put upon a great redemptive purpose of the whole world to take unto it the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Save them from the fear and the terror of the grave. Now listen what follows. Hosea chapter 13.
Hosea chapter 13,
verse
14.
You know,
the angel of death
is
spoken most in Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and
8.
The angel of death passing together with the angel of hell. Revelation 6, verse
7
to
8.
They are working now, fear is on the world. Yes. The angel of death unclothes you from your body and your spirit,
and
the one who takes it to hell because of the works the world has been into.
But
as God has sent this salvation,
attention,
he speaks with death, you first wait. Leave me, let me work direct. Listen very well.
Hosea 13,
verse 14.
Ndiba nunula okuveri okufa. Gokufa, bibono bonobyo biriruddawa.
I'll redeem you from death. This salvation as it comes, you see, death is much on you. He can stop it.
It's true.
asubulira ddala
wabula
engeri yokka yostopingamu ekigenda mumaaso
ekiyitiridde
okomyawo njiri ereeta
emirembeenjiri
ey'obwakabaka bwa katonda
obutuukirivuobwakabaka obw'omugulukansubire
ontegeera
bulungi
kubanga ye asobola okwogera butereevu ne maleka w'okufa n'agamba
komaawo
oba
n'amugamba
nga mu ezekiyeri essula ey'omwenda
n'amugamba
kakati sooka ottemu bali aboonoonyi abatalina kabonero ka
katonda
n'amulagirira gy'alina oyita
naye kati
okimanyi nti ayitamu wonna
wonna eri
musosola ndaggu waakusiŋŋaaniriza mu kkuba
eryo
atwala butwazi omanyi mu ezekiyeri essula ya
mwendaamugamba
asooka ayitemu atte bali aboonoonyi abali mu
watukuvu
then amale ayitemu bibuga
byonna
agende nga ajjamu bonna abatatya
katonda
mu nkola ey'obwa
katonda
asobola okutegeeragana ne bamalayika abavunaanyizibwa ku mulimu
ogwoabagambye
nti nja kunnula ne
mukufaokuliwo
mu nsi
kankanoera
njogere ne kufa nti ebyokulwanyisa byamwe biriwa
katusome
tuwulire
koseya essuula ey'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya ndi kununula okuva eri okufa gwe okufa ebibonoobono byo biri ludda wa gwe ntaana okuzikiriza kwo kuli ludda wa
ntaana abadde mu kukola
the grave has been working yes
ntaana
the grave
gwegendako mumanga gwebwerwane mu afrika temunaa bulungi
western nations africa have not experienced it well
entaana ziva eno paka eri
graveyards from here to the other extreme
esanduuko zagwayo mu butale
coffins are finished out on market
sente kampuni ezisasinze kati okuyingiza sente za
companies which have earned most this season are the ones manufacturing coffins
even
these of funeral services
bakaziika
they are those who buried
naye katonda asobola onnunula
but god can redeem
naye obununuzi obwo
yabugaba
mutume john mulinde
mulindeobununuzi
nabuteeka ku ggwanga erya uganda
put redemption on nation uganda
okununula africa n'africa enunula ensi yonna
redeem africa africa redeem the whole world
sooka omaleyo olunyiri olwo
you first finish that verse
koseya essuula ey'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya gwe ntaana okuzikiriza kwo kuli ludda wa okwenenya kulikwekebwa amaaso gange
ate kaakati lindako kosi kati abantu abasinga bw'oba weenenya katonda nga tannaba kuggulawo njiri yabwakabaka bwa
katonda obutuukirivuojiri
ofuba okwenenya kubanga aliwo ekiseera katonda kyagamba nze saagala saakunenenyeza muve
nakomwakajjukira
oba edda mukola abe mu nsi obutali butuukirivu bwammwe nga mumpisaamu
amaaso
omanyi n'agaana okwenenya
mujjukira
mu kitundu
ekyasooka
ekyokwanukula kwa katonda eri
ensi lwaki
waliwo emitawaana mingi wansi
w'enjuba
yabaga si buli omu nti ajja kumubuuza
them not everyone will go inquire from him
nabateera waagenda okumubuuza
and he put there a person who go inquire
kagali katonda gw'olaba kino ekiseera
god you see in this
oyinza okwenenya nga takulinako
you might repent is not minding you even
waliulu waagaana okwenenya saa bintu
byakwenenyakwamuepentancy he doesn't want to hear it
ng'akyakuba obusungu nga bukyayitawo
and still striking his indignation is still passing
twagala okumusaba okuzza ekiseera eky'okukkiriza okwenenya kwaffe
request him redeem time of our repentance to accept it yes
naye saa zino weenenya tayinza
time you repent will not mind you
naye tumusaba
but we ask him to accept our repentance. The only thing you go repent that God will accept your repentance.
For
some, you commit sins and you claim you repent in the last days. God reach out to him, he no more wants your repentance. But the good thing, if you hear the gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it's the gospel of salvation. It's come to do a great redemption which was promised upon Uganda to spread the whole world. When he promised, passed it through Apostle John Mulinde. But this is where he speaks in the Ephesians saying, move
on
to hear this gospel of salvation. Let's read Ephesians 1 verse 13. Ephesians chapter
1
verse
13.
Yes. In him after you believed him. When you heard the word of truth,
it's
the gospel of your salvation. Now you see it like this. They cannot send you, you are a savior and you have no gospel of salvation.
And
that gospel is not another. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So Katonda chatugamba.
Now what God is telling us
nti Uganda,
that Uganda was recognized to have a great redemptive purpose and to the whole world. That redemption we began hearing very well in the Isaiah chapter 19 verses 19 unto 20, where there will be an altar, the altar of the full knowledge of God and his glory as today, and there will be a pillar, the pillar rising up within Africa. It's the angel
who
is on the fourth corner of this earth. As in Revelation chapter
7,
third of him in the heading of rising of African pillar to standing for God. That after he makes those two stands,
to
be a sign of God that is there, is coming in the world to be a witness. That witness, what
we
started in Matthew 24 the verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom of God, it will resume be preached in all the nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Now it's what we've told you, that salvation, the Savior is never sent without that gospel. That's why in the Isaiah 19 verse 20 he has said that altar and that pillar, they
will
be a sign and a witness.
He
say it will send a Savior.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Savior and is the mighty one in the power within the word of the Holy Spirit and is a protector to be able to protect that pillar risen, that of salvation, as it rises in Africa to standing for God and for the whole world. Praise Jesus much. And is a redeemer, able to bring redemption and salvation,
to
passes the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Because he watches over himself and the gospel of the kingdom given him, and he can save himself, even save those who hear him.
Now,
the Savior is sent. We were told in Amos chapter chapter 2, verses 11 to 12, that Savior is not Jesus.
But
those are Nazarites in the images of the Savior. Those God rises to bring salvation. Now, in that word, they have told us very many things. We've heard in Psalms
100,
self is the Savior who saves us from evils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Though he's the one who saves us from iniquities, moves on to send us the one who is like in his image. As I am sent unto you, Uganda.
In
Uganda, you're sent to take a great redemption and salvation in Africa. Africa entire of it
resides
pillar. Or every black wherever you are to take salvation to the whole world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that's a great word. And we have had many things. As in the Psalms chapter 49 verse 5 and 15, when he told us of riches and the money,
those
we have can never redeem any of us in this moment of chaos.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But himself has promised us, spoken with us in the Hosea
30,
the verse
14,
that he can be able to save us from the power of the grave. And he saves us from the power of death, the angel of death.
Asks
his weapons, where are they?
He saves
and redeems our souls from hell. For nations, as they thought to redeem our bodies
from
sickness of corona and the others, the troubles of this world, they didn't first think redeeming spirits of people. The sign of failure within the body showed them the human spirit is hard to redeem, except this gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven has come for us like today. That's what he has told us
in
the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14. Say, when we first trusted and we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, when we believe, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Saint, when he said, will mightily pour his spirit upon Uganda
to
do God's final work on this planet earth. Revival and restoration of the greatest and the last on this planet earth, which brings a great redemption
unto
the whole world. Now in all, as we summarize, all us have to hastily rise up to turn, get back to God Almighty. For he has already sent me to you,
Uganda.
You as Uganda,
who
has been sent to redeem the world with a great redemption,
because
for the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's why they say in the Hosea 14 verses 1 to 3, and he says like this. Hosea chapter 14 from verse 1.
Aye Israeli, kumaweri mukama katondao, kubango ogudde olobutali butukirivu obwo. Olinyolo kubiri, mutwale ebigambo wamuna mmwe, mukomeweri mukama, mumugambe nti jawo obutali butukirivu bonna, okirizeke ebirungi, bwe tutyo tunasasula ekiweebwayo.
Praise
Jesus much.
So at we say,
now he's called us, we turn and get returning to the Lord. All us the world. And he tells us, take with us words as we hear them,
what
the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
In
God's worldwide promised call,
which
is on the nation Uganda, in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel, in the era of BC.
It's
God's final work on this planet Earth,
in
the revival,
in
restoration the greatest, and the last on this planet Earth,
basing
in Uganda, part of Africa.
He
says, you take with what with you as you hear them and come repent before the Savior.
Gambi.
Tell him, Lord, take away our iniquities.
We
ask, accept only the good things. We too accept of ourselves as living sacrifice to serving you. The administration of wisdom, as it says in Romans chapter 12 and the verse 1, and he says like this.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Romans chapter 12 verses 1.
Chenvudembe gayirira abooluganda olw'okusaasira kwa Katonda okuwangayo emibiri gyammwe saddaaka ennamu entukuvu esanyusa Katonda kwe kuweleza kwa mmo kwa magezi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So fena ngo kutandikira kuweleza bo mulembo mpya.
All us starting from ministry of the new generation.
Ino kumanya Katonda okujudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Baweledwa okulembera mu Uganda.
Those given church to lead Uganda.
Uru omulimu gwa Katonda.
For God's work.
Era Uganda ekulembera mu Africa n'ensi yonna.
Uganda to lead Africa and the whole world.
Omulimu gwa Katonda ogusema okusema zinga weseno.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Era revival.
And revival.
Okudizibwa obujja okukyasize.
Restoration the great. We ask all us of ourselves a living sacrifice unto the living God.
It's
the ministration of wisdom.
We will
turn first, get the wisdom that is in the word. That is speaks of in Jeremiah chapter
8
from verse
8
and
9.
Say if you've rejected the word of God, what wisdom is within you? When we get the word of God, we get the wisdom of God. We serve. And we serve in the living sacrifice. And then the whole world,
you could
see the great redemption that was recognized on Uganda, the Pearl of Africa. May God bless you. We shall come back. Explain the small portion remaining in the vision given Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission. When it was given to prepare Uganda, it prepared the whole world
for
this work which we hear of now. The portion remaining says,
even so, okay. It was recognized that Uganda had a great redemptive purpose. But as big as the calling of God is on
Uganda,
even so is the spiritual contention.
You
have to recognize this war in the spirit and determined to fight to win. So when we hear
now, when we hear God's worldwide promised call, which on the nation of Uganda in the era of Eddie, as it was the nation Israel in the era of BC, God's final work on this planet Earth, revival and restoration the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. We hear it's a big call, as great as that call is, even contentions of Satan like that with his demons, to bring those who hold that call not to believe in themselves.
So ngate abalindiriddo okuyitibwa kuno,
yet those
who call,
they believe in us. Now it needs which we are prayed we shall hear of those
to
fight wild warfares. First, to make those who have the call to believe, those given to redeem nations, to first believe that in themselves.
And that's what we get explained. As he spoke of it in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 11, that we still pray for you. You get worthy of your call. Those prayers are still needed. For those given the call, they are sleepy, you gotta get from there.
Zukuka.
You wake up. Arise, do the work of God. Those of nations come from all nations of the world.
And they
try to ask, inquire, none of the people were aware of that. Have you seen
that
as great the call is, even contentions of the evil Satan, and reaching to hinder those who have the call to believe in themselves. And they say we have to recognize it in us. That go to Apostle John Mulinde. We have to recognize it in us.
We
fight in the spirit.
And
we determined to win and overcome. And when we began, there's no backsliding.
Just
come back, see how we shall handle this fight.
Uganda
believe this great call.
Nations
are waiting as they believe we have it. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.